You're listening to the Cup of Joe Morning Show podcast, hosted by Joe Hunter on the Sound of Life at soundoflife.org.
Scientists have discovered extensive, ancient, deep sea coral reefs within the Galapagos Marine Reserve in Ecuador, first of their kind ever to be documented inside the marine protected area since it was established in 1998. Breathtaking mix, it's been described, 2,000 feet below the surface. How'd they get there? They dove down in the human-occupied vehicle known as Alvin. Would you do that? Would you get in that little vehicle? It's like when you may be a kid, but it's like, you know, when we were a kid, we'd play, except it was in the cabinets with the green beans. It wasn't like 2,000 feet below the surface. You know what the pressure, never mind. Anyway, the reef has been described as pristine and teeming with life. Pink octopus, batfish, squat lobsters, and an array of deep sea fish, sharks, and rays. Probably want to go see that if you're a sea life person. One thing you should know, I can't leave you without telling you this because I was like 100 years old before I found this out. Coral, like they were, that causes all this life to be around it. All right. Coral spawns once a year at exactly the same time. All over the world, a species of coral will spawn at the exactly same time. Take a piece, break it off, put it in a bucket, put it here in Lake Katrine. It'll spawn exactly at the same time that the same species does in Australia or in the Galapagos. Different species of coral spawn at different times, but always together wherever they are in the world. And coral makes up the largest living organism on the planet. I don't know, 178 million square miles. It's large, right? And yet, coral is one of the simplest living creatures on the earth. It has no eyes. It has no ears. It has no brain.
Totally.
Yeah, it's amazing.
Your daily dose of encouragement.
I've got a smile on my face and a twinkle in my eye.
The Cup of Joe Morning Show. The Sound of Life.
Hey, I am Joe. It's Cup of Joe Morning Show. And I have a blast with this because if you look in the dictionary under superhero, you come out with a picture of Alan Ritchson. And he plays one in the movies. And he is, you know, he's got the chiseled jaw, the dimpled chin, the pearly white teeth, beautiful person. He is 30-ish, right? He's a superhero. He said, I think we continue to buy into the idea that God chooses heroes to do his work. And it's never been the case. It's the broken and the dysfunctional. Wow. I can relate to that. And God proves his power and strength through the broken and dysfunctional. Way to go.
The Cup of Joe Morning Show with Joe Hunter.
You're as funny as a cry for help.
The Sound of Life.
I am Joe. Tomorrow's not going to be the day to get out on a golf course for the first time, at least around here. Maybe a southern trip would be a... But I was watching a video and reminded of one of the greatest moments in golf history. Not all that long ago. I mean, in the modern era. And it did involve Tiger Woods. On a Sunday, he's wearing his traditional red polo shirt. And he is off the green. And he chips onto the green. It's 25 feet from the hole up the hill. The ball makes a right turn and starts rolling toward the hole in a very steady yet slow manner. And the crowd, with anticipation, their hearts have stopped beating. Everybody watching. And it's rolling right toward the hole. And it didn't deviate at all. And it got right before the hole. And the Nike logo came up on the ball. And it just kind of sat there for a second and plopped into the hole, and the whole golf course went absolutely berserk. It was one of the greatest moments in golf history. But what they don't tell you is the shot before that was undoubtedly the worst shot Tiger Woods made all day. In fact, he shanked the ball. The ball did not hit the face of the club. Can you imagine Tiger Woods making that mistake? It went off at an angle. It's pretty much the most destructive shot in golf. And yet, if it wasn't for that shot, it wouldn't have set up the most amazing moment ever in golf. Right? Just think about that for a couple of seconds.
Shazam.
Reaching the heart of the Northeast, the sound of life.
I am Joe. Welcome to Cup of Joe Morning Show. Well, when difficult seasons of motherhood come and your days feel long and full of frustrations, sometimes you just need hope-filled words to hold on to as a lifeline. I got some for you. In case no one has told you today, let us be the one to remind you you're doing a great job. Give yourself a little grace. Your kids think you're doing a 9.5 out of 10, at least, if not a 10, right? Between everything you juggle, the silent prayers you pray over your kids, the silent sacrifices you make, and small ways you love and care for your family, you truly live out Colossians 3:23. Work willingly at whatever you do as though you were working for the Lord rather than for people. Even in your feelings of exhaustion, frustration, and inadequacy, God is with you in every moment. That's Matthew 28:20, right? But if today was as hard and tomorrow's task are already feeling daunting, we're praying for you today, right here at the Sound of Life. Mama, you got this.
Waking up with a cup of Joe.
I can't stop drinking the coffee. I've stopped doing the standing and the walking and the words putting into sentence doing.
The Sound of Life.
Friend, hold to God's word today, reminding yourself who God is. Strong tower, refuge, redeemer, shepherd, deliverer, defender.
The Sound of Life.
I'm Joe. Cup of Joe Morning Show. Let me start this segment by saying back in the early to mid-90s, I adamantly declared I will never be a person that downloads music. I really said that. Growing up, music was a thing. It was on a disc made of vinyl. It was beautiful. The album covers we read at breakfast and dinner, and it was amazing. And then it changed. The CDs were awful because they were so small. They just didn't have any information on them. And the CD era actually wasn't really good for artists because you could duplicate CDs. I've seen artists confronted by fans and they was, I loved your album, man. I made like 10 copies for my friends. And all that, every one of those, that meant they were not getting royalties from it. And then an amazing thing happened 20 years ago on this day. It was the launch of the iTunes Store. Yeah, it was a game changer for music industry, music lovers. They started out with about 200,000 songs in their library, and it revolutionized the way we consume and access music, personalized playlists, favorite tracks, all that stuff. Now it's common knowledge. We download everything that we have now that we consume that's audio. But it was really good for the musicians because they started getting royalties again, because you would buy a song at a time now, and you've made your own personal thing. And so now the royalties rebounded, and that was a really good thing. We were really happy for the artist on that. So that was a neat thing that happened. Yeah.
Amen. Reaching the heart of the Northeast, the sound of life.
God really loves us. I am Joe, and I want you to meet somebody who knows that in a really, really big way. And think about it. You're going to see her in heaven. You see, propaganda against Christianity and the Bible is so effective in North Korea that even saying the word Bible elicits fear. And I'm looking at a photograph of a young lady, Yoon Ji. She accepted Christ and became a Bible smuggler. So pray for her, North Korean believers who risk their lives to bring God's word to North Korea. She's got a pillowcase cover, and she's kneeling down and she's pulling Bibles out of it in the middle of the woods, I presume, in North Korea. It's absolutely incredible. Their fear of Jesus and what Christianity would do. Of course, it would change that country, would it not? And probably is in a really big way. It's amazing the courage that these people have. E-U-N, Yoon G-J-I, I think, praying for her and all those other Christians in North Korea, the brave souls that they are. Bless them.
A great way to start your day. The Cup of Joe Morning Show.
Good morning to you. I am Joe, Cup of Joe Morning Show. This is a pretty cool post by Rachel. She's watching TV news with the hubby, getting depressed by the moment. She said to him with tears in my eyes and voice, "Why isn't anyone telling people to call on the Lord? Such dire times." My head bowed down. Commercial comes on. Franklin Graham giving the gospel. My husband looked at me and said, "God heard you."
You've been listening to the Cup of Joe Morning Show podcast on the Sound of Life, the Hudson Valley's 100% listener-funded Christian radio station. For more information on upcoming events, contests, to ask for prayer, and to become a member of the Sound of Life family by supporting the station, visit us at soundoflife.org.